I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. When my life gets really full, when there's a lot on my plate, I respond by getting super organized. I try to work hard to stay ahead so I won't become overwhelmed with stress. But sometimes what ends up happening is I get ahead of myself. It's ironic, but when I'm the most busy, I'm also the most likely to get too far ahead, living in the future rather than giving my time and energy to what really needs my attention today. I heard someone say that worry is like time travel. You're casting your mind to a possible future, to what might happen, and then you end up missing the here and now. I think sometimes we do this with our spiritual lives too. When I first got serious about my faith, I read the book of Revelation, thinking I would get everything sorted out so I know what to expect. If you've ever read Revelation before, you know that's not what most people come away with. Many of us tend to read Revelation in a way that casts us forward to the future. We let its imagery spark our imaginations about what's to come, which is fine. But I wonder if, when we do that, we might be missing what Revelation has to say about here and now. This is Revelation 18:3. For all the nations have fallen because of the wine of her passionate immorality. The kings of the world have committed adultery with her. Because of her desires for extravagant luxury, the merchants of the world have grown rich. This is a picture of a nation, or a conglomerate of nations, that has grown rich through immorality and injustice. Chapter 18 goes on to list the merchant's cargo, verse after verse, of cloth and silver and marble, fruit and wheat and cattle. The nations and people who produce these things are exploited by the all-powerful empire. And the writer of Revelation says, "Do not take part in her sins." I think Revelation makes a critique of society that is extremely relevant to our lives today, not just at some future point, which is not to discount a prophetic perspective. When the prophets of old spoke for God to the people, they were always inviting them to change, to draw near to God and cling to the ways of God, and to reject the ways of other kings. Scripture does promise a future, but to get there, we need to follow the way of Jesus today. When we push Revelation exclusively to the future, we miss its critique of our society, the empire in which we live right now. And that critique is important. Look at how Babylon is described in Revelation. Then look at our own country. How might it be inviting us to resist empire today? What are the ways we partner with injustice and corruption today? Let God reveal these things so you can seek His kingdom first today. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.